Christian University was established in Canton in 1853. It was the first co-educational college west of the Mississippi River. Christian University changed its name to Culver Stockton College in 1917. President Dick Valentine says the 160th anniversary is especially important to him as the first graduate to lead the college.
The fact is that it's exciting, and we've gotten a lot of people excited about it within the college and the community in the area. It's fun to be a part of it, and this historical aspect, what's really been exciting, I think, for a lot of us is to take a look back and think about the founding of this institution and those folks who were so instrumental in bringing a co-educational institution to this area, and to think about that meeting that they had back in 1852, and D. Pat Henderson, who was one of the founders, saying, to do this, we've got to have at least $50,000 of endowment. Now imagine $50,000 in 1852. But they were able to raise that money and then go forward with the institution.
How has the mission of the college, or maybe the goal of the college, changed as you've looked back over the years? Where's that mission gone?
You know, the focus is still on a broad-based educational experience, providing individual attention to the students and things of that nature. I think what the direction and the understanding of the changing student of today have led us to think that, and rightfully so, that because students learn differently, we have to change as an institution in the delivery of the educational mission and material. So I think the largest change then would come from the way students, understanding the way students learn, and understanding that if you don't involve them in the subject matter, in other words, make them active learners within that environment, they're not going to learn nearly as much.
So much is talked about gaining online and having an online presence, but it's still that hands-on learning that keep people coming and being on campus and experiencing that. Is that really something you guys try to focus on now?
Absolutely. And I let me just say, I'm glad you brought up online. It's everywhere. It's the DIY, do-it-yourself generation out there, and it has its place. But I can assure you, a school like Culver Stockton that's been in business for 160 years, primarily a residential liberal arts campus providing that personal experience, it's important, and it matters, and we're going to be around for that aspect. Now, to say that online, I'm not saying online is bad, I'm just saying that it's different. So we've even jumped into that market and just recently announced our first online MBA program. So yes, to answer you, get back to your original question, it is really important to us to be this residential campus that we've been all these years providing a broad-based educational experience, but understanding, because kids learn differently, to transition, to make the changes, then to really, I think, present and offer students what they're going to need for the future.
What does Culver Stockton College mean to not just Canton, but just to Northeast Missouri in general? And what does Northeast Missouri and Canton mean to the college?
Sure. Excellent questions. First of all, for us, I mean, this is our bread and butter. If you drew a circle, a 100-mile radius circle around Canton, which would include the tri-state, the three-state area, you'd find the majority of our students come from the area. What's interesting about Culver Stockton, and we all know that we're talking about rural areas in Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois, we still are a college that has about 30% of the students are first-generation college kids. To me, that is unbelievable. But it's exciting because they provide such an experience and they learn so much. Now, in terms of our presence in the community, I think there is a great deal of pride. Each place I go, and I'm in the tri-state area a lot, and then I travel certainly outside of that, but there is such a sense of pride that Culver Stockton is here. and that it's been providing this educational experience for all these years.
President Dick Valentine says the next few years at Culver Stockton College will feature enhancements to its experiential learning program and facility updates throughout campus. He says the 160th anniversary celebration will conclude this fall during homecoming. I'm Jason Parrott.